Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be addressing the four quality masculine men traits that will make a woman go weak. Now granted, there is some play on this title just because, oh, make her go weak as in like, yeah, you're such a badass, Casey, or yeah, I mean, you're probably trying to develop that badass edge to you too. And the fact is that when a guy really gets into his masculinity journey as to who he wants to be, who he is, who he becomes through development, what he tends to realize is that it has very little to do with women, and it's almost about everything that becomes of you as a man. And they're two very different things, however, they're massively interlinked. And the fact is that most men do like to get started in some sort of self-improvement because they want to level up their value in the sexual playing field. Nothing wrong with that, we're all human. And in order to do this, I'm going to tell you the absolute best traits that you're going to need to actually accomplish that journey. So as we dive in through this, what you're going to notice is that not only are these tactics, but these four traits are ways to become a new you. Because as this new you starts to develop, what you understand is that not only does your conscious and subconscious mind reshift, but your thought patterns, traits, and values as to who you are starts to actually shift and you become something different. Now, fellas, before we begin, as I do in every video, I'd like to quickly announce that registration to potentially work one-on-one with me for my brand new MBT, Masculine Behavioral Therapy, is now open. So if you would like to potentially learn my entire story, how I got through all of these dating BS games that I had to go through step by step, and how I actually use these exact same principles to transform hundreds of men's lives, you're going to want to go down below and register for that attraction-webinar. Very important. Also, my company is hiring, and I wanted to address this because if you go to my Instagram page, what you're going to see is I put up a post today specifically looking for the position and the types of traits that I want in a potential person to work with me. So if you're looking to advance ridiculously fast in your career and you think that this is something for you, head on over to the Instagram, skim over that, give it a once over, and hit the link if it looks like this could work for you. But moving on, what are these four masculine traits? Why do you need them? Why does it work so well? And why does it make a woman essentially go weak for you in the long run? Well, I'm about to tell you. The very first thing that you're going to notice drives women absolutely crazy and makes them fall in love is going to be inconsistent behavior. Now, here's the deal. There's ways to do inconsistent behavior in a form of positive masculinity. There's also a way to use inconsistent behavior to be evil. I do not want people being evil because we have enough evil in this world. We have enough turmoil in this world. We have enough disgust in this world. As soon as men can understand that you can shift your attitude in a positively masculine format, what's going to happen is that this inconsistent behavior is now not needed to essentially destroy a woman and to essentially fake the type of value that you are. But positive masculinity with inconsistent behavior is all about your value rising because you're booked. Point blank period, the more booked you are, I've said this in hundreds of other videos, I want you guys booked from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., whatever you're doing, the mission, passion, vision, and principles need to come first. What this is going to do specifically is not only make your time more limited and more valuable, but she's going to see the value in you specifically because you have other things going on. You're not just not texting back to raise sexual interest or sexual investment. You're doing this because you're actually on your shit. Very important. Number two, the second way I'm going to show you inconsistent behavior and why this is proof is my girl versus her friend. In the beginning, when it came to my own dating journey, one of the things my girl would always complain about is the fact that I'm too busy to do XYZ. Can you have movie night? Can you have this night? Can I come over this night? This is what kept happening, and this is the pattern I would notice would happen with any woman because I was so focused on my shit. And when I heard her friend the other day talk about this, and obviously I'm not going to name names, but she was saying this exact same thing. One of the guys that she was seeing, he is also on his purpose or on his vision, and he doesn't even necessarily know it or call it that, but I can completely tell and I can completely see that. And she's complaining how she doesn't get replies for maybe 3 hours, 4 hours, a day at a time. This raises their interest. This actually shows that you're someone of importance. When you can do that, she's gonna see that you're not won over easy. Because most men are won over easy because they don't have anything else to do with their time. Think about it for a second. If you're ridiculously obsessed with social media or things going on in the internet, if you're distracted by going to bars, parties, clubs, and video games, if you have nothing going on in your life besides your 9-to-5, you're going to be won over ridiculously easy because you're looking for some sort of sexual excitement 24/7 to keep your mind occupied. This is why most men who cannot provide any inconsistent behavior don't have anything else going on. And the other form of inconsistent behavior is if sex happens, he doesn't become weak. Now, depending on what your moral standpoint is or your vision or your principles, sex can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. It depends on your background, it depends on your values, it depends on your upbringing. But if this happens and he does go weak, she's going to see that he's not necessarily used to being a sexual man. Any sort of emotional or mental or physical weakness can really hinder a man's performance when it comes to making sure that his woman wants to keep investing in him. Number one is inconsistent behavior. Understand how to do it in a positive format and your dating life will change. Number two, moving on. He puts his duties before her. And the reason why he puts his duties before her is because he specifically understands that there is strength in ambition. Okay, there's strength in ambition because this man now actually gives a fuck about life. He's not just a floating head walking through space. He has some sort of moral and intrinsic value that gives him meaning, that gives him the ability to tell somebody to screw off, that gives him the ability to carry himself his own way. She wants the guy with the edge to him. And the guy who puts his duties before her always has the edge because he knows what he's about. He essentially has a mission. And what he tends to understand is that he benefits from a relationship or he benefits from seeing this woman, but he's complete without it in and of itself. You see, as a man, when you can actually master the ability to be full circle complete, I call this full stack masculinity. When your purpose, your passion, your career, and your ambitions all on point, you start to become full stack. Because you're no longer just worried about vision, mission, and principles, but you actually have results. Now, I know contrary to popular belief, a lot of people just like to look at belief systems, but I actually like to look at results because results speak for themselves. And at the end of the day, this is really what anybody actually cares about. When he puts his duties before her, he always gets results. Because if he's occupying his time with these things and he's not, then there's something very wrong and that typically does not happen. The third, he doesn't put up with BS. Point blank period, this is it. He checks her if she's out of line and she's disrespecting him. Let's say they are exclusive, if she starts to step out or she appears like she's doing fishy behavior, he's willing to move on at the drop of a hat just because he understands that he does not have enough mental capability even to deal with any more BS because all of these other things on this whiteboard are probably taking enough of his time the way it is. And what he does is he stands his own ground. Okay, no matter who crosses him, he likes to stand his own ground. And the reason for this is because if he's living life in a positive masculinity format, he's happy and he's joyful, which means he's non-confrontational, but he will flip the switch if need be. The reason why this is important is because you want to get along with people. You want to make sure you're somebody that's happy. You want to make sure that you're somebody that people want to be around. This is key. It doesn't mean you're a quote-unquote nice guy that everybody likes to shame people for, but what it does mean is that you know how to act to keep the constant flow and the constant energy in a positive format. I think we all can agree that positive is better than negative. However, when somebody interferes with that positivity and brings negativity, it could be crossing you in a rude demeanor. It can be anybody just trying to start bullshit with you. What you're willing to do is you're willing to flip the switch and stand your ground instantly. You're not afraid of what may happen. You're not afraid of getting hurt. You will prevail because you tell yourself that this is what you believe in. Ridiculously key. And the fourth is that he needs no one's approval. He values his own approval because he has the 1% mind and the 1% ways. When you start to live like this, you understand that you are correct by default. You're confident by default because this is how you're choosing to live. Not everybody's going to agree with it. Not everybody needs to understand it. And not only that, not many people are even going to relate to you. But what you will be is you're going to be full of joy. You're going to be happy. You're going to be able to carry yourself in an uplifting format. And when you can do this, when you can put all of this together, rest assured, finding a potential partner will be the least of your worries. Women will fight tooth and nail to get to your time. Women will see the value. As you progress in your age, you progress in your career, you progress in being full stack, your attractiveness goes through the roof. Because attraction and really just being a good man is a learned skill. It's a practice skill. It's something that every man needs to actually get good at. And if you can put all of these together and dot your I's and cross your T's, rest assured, fellas, you're going to have one hell of a life that most men never get the chance to have. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.